good evening, boys and girls, friends and comrades, people of the place that we call Vancouver. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia, otherwise known as the University of Building Construction. My name is Eleanor.
I'm Josh.
And we are about to get a real treat. Yes, we are about to deliver a real treat to you all. Heaven for Real are about to play live on air for you all the way from Halifax. Their brand new record, Kill Your Memory, just came out on Mint Records. Literally, it came out today. It doesn't get any fresher than that.
It's heaven.
It's for heaven real. For real.
The joke's okay. Never been made before.
No, there are angels fresh amongst one. Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to hang out for a while. They are just getting set up. They're just about ready to go. But in the meantime, we're going to play some music that is happening in Vancouver this weekend. Heaven for Real are playing their album release show tomorrow night at the Astoria with a slew of other excellent, excellent bands, if I do say so myself. So first up, we're going to hear from a band called Slam Dunk with the track Why Can't I Change here on CITR. All right, that was Why Can't I Change by Slam Dunk, who are playing tomorrow night at the Astoria for the Heaven for Real album release party. And fancy that. Heaven for Real are just in our studio right now about to play their record for
at
us.
At CITR right now.
Yes, CITR 101.9 FM. Very, very excited. So, you know, don't touch that dial. Don't click that button on the internet. You know, just keep tuning in. Or if you're at UBC, come down to the Nest, bottom floor, and come take in the sights. It's gonna be great. All right. Without further ado, here they go.
The paper glass, Griffles, you drink it half. After you clean that, you're back trapped in the ruse. You've got a patient talking tone, are you sizing up the room? There's Kyle, he was your best friend. You knew he'd be here again. Hello, high school lover flame. Bad news, there's nothing there. Here's an ancient photograph. You signed it when you didn't care. All of those pieces. Impersonate me. I know you're different, maybe better than the mystery. Oh, I've seen it before. I see it all. I see it all the time. Every day and each night, there's so much you change and grow apparently, but my own mind won't. Not that I would make waves while living under changing things. Kill your memory. Kill your memory. Or arm your memories against me. inside the building, waiting like we would have at a show. I've seen a glare popping out from behind your mind. No, I was leaving on the way out. And as they say now, I will phone you later. Phone you later, I won't know. I'm hoping to your contact though. Call you later, I done by the edge of the bank. Saw the dry rice bulge on the etiquette line. Praise needs taken. I found the humorless human bot bombed through the doorway. Make it seem like no one listened to their final progressions made in small installments. Cute, almost like a modern maple does it. Automatic, need to check the baby crying. Voltage matching your current position. After the mind. Thank you. just stand next to it. Don't just stand next to it.
All right, that was Heaven for Real live on air at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. What an excellent, excellent set. Wow, so blessed to have them here with us. Their new album, Kill Your Memory, came out today, released by the one and only Mint Records. And stay tuned in. Members of the band will be in the studio pretty quick here to chat with us about all types of things, you know? So, yeah, don't go anywhere. We are going to hear from a band that is playing at the album release show for Heaven for Real tomorrow night, and they are called Other Jesus. I'm going to play a track called Spank Patriarchy here on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the track Spank Patriarchy by Other Jesus off of their album Everything is Problematic that came out back in September of 2015. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, and I am joined by some true angels, heaven for real, up in the studio, just played a live set for us at CITR. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I hope you're already having a good time.
I'm having a great time, yeah.
Good, good. That was an excellent set. Really enjoyed it. Can you all just, how about you just start? Let's just do some introductions. What's your name and what you play in the band?
I'm Mark, and I play guitar and bass guitar in Heaven for Real, the band.
I'm Jay Scott, or JJ Purple, and I'm also I'm a similar role in the band as Mark. Like the exact same.
Same role.
Cool, okay.
My name's Nathan Doucette, and I am a drummer, and I'm in Heaven for Real.
And he's the loudest man who ever lived. And I'm Cheryl Han, and I play auxiliary percussion.
Nice.
It's a Yamaha D7.
DD7.
DD, double D.
Yes.
Just like me.
Yeah.
So your new album, Kill Your Memory, released today. How does that feel?
Great.
Good.
We're partying.
Yeah.
Does it feel like a long time coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
It took the record was like a 2-year thing, making it, that is. And then the other stuff that happens when you want to press a record is also a duration that is longer than maybe you'd originally think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, we've been anticipating today for a while.
Nice.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, I hope it feels the way that you wanted it to feel.
It feels good.
Good. That's good. And you're playing tomorrow night, as I mentioned before, for the record release show is happening at the Astoria with some other great bands. Yeah. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever played with any of the people that you're playing with?
Yeah, totally. The Dunkers are buds.
Cool.
They're our actual buds.
We play with Other Jesus also, actually.
We did play with them
last year.
Actually, you guys did.
And
I did.
No, I think Whitney Kay as well.
No, you guys played with them with Monomyth.
The full
at
bill.
That bamboo spot, right?
But also at Tubby Dog. Heaven for Real played with them.
We played with them at Tubby Dog.
Yeah. Sweet.
And we played with, I think we also played with Coco, which was like the pre-Whitney Kay band too.
Yeah.
So yes.
Very killer lineup, I have to say. I haven't seen Other Jesus. They haven't played a show in a really long time, so it's really great that they're going to be coming out. And same with Slam Dunk.
Yeah, I'm excited for everybody.
It's a rare performance. Have any of you played in Vancouver before?
Yeah. We were like, Heaven for Real has, in a, like a bit of a different lineup capacity, played Music Waste. It was a Go Your Own Way show.
Really?
It was Quaker Parents and Heaven for Real together.
When was that?
It was in 2014.
Cool.
Yeah, and with other bands too.
Sweet.
I've only been here as a comedian before. It was great. I went to a place called the Camby, and it was a little scary.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to do that. I did it.
You did go?
Yeah, and then I went to another bar, and Chaos tried to dance with me. And I was like, wow, you're Chaos. Stop it.
He's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a very Canadian experience, but cool. And so you're about, is it like, are we like halfway through the tour right now? Yes.
About that, yeah.
About half.
How is that feeling at this point? Where's everybody at from like a 0 to 10 on just like feeling good?
The recharge point is Vancouver.
Okay.
So I feel exactly halfway.
We're staying in a hotel for a couple days, and I'm gonna recharge in a bathtub and a pool, and maybe a sauna. We'll see.
You're gonna write your master's thesis.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually drain my brain, but I feel surprisingly good. I thought I'd feel like trash in a bin, but I feel like trash in a bag. Like a little,
it's a step
a little
up.
Fresher.
It's a step
it hasn't
up,
gone out
for
to
sure.
the curb yet.
Okay. Yeah. You know, rats haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. What are like some of the places you were just in America before this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we were on Vancouver Island, but then before that we were down in like Southern California, and we played kind of around the Bay Area and went up north too, and played in San Francisco and Arcata and Sacramento and Santa Cruz, like just a, yeah, we were, yeah, like
the West Coast.
We were hanging out.
You were hanging out.
We were
in
checking
California.
It out.
Yeah,
it was good. And then we went up the coast.
Cool.
That 101 highway.
It's beautiful.
It's good. Yeah.
And you're in a van, all of you together.
Dodge caravan.
Mini.
We're in a van. A blue Dodge caravan. It used to have a roof rack, but it got
R.I.P.
broken, and now I don't know how to identify our van when I see it on the street at all.
It's by the Monster Energy drink sticker.
Yeah, I did put a Monster Energy drink sticker
on it.
I
noticed you had an interesting array of stickers. One for like Santa... No, there was a California one.
The Santa Cruz Diner.
Yeah, is that... That just acquired that?
Yes. Yeah, in Santa Cruz.
When we were there.
Cool.
A special dish, a breakfast sandwich with pancake as the toast.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Nathan had that. Only Nathan. Everyone else had vegetables.
Gut buster.
Did you regret it? It looks like maybe you regretted it.
I liked it. It's just that everyone else got something so delicious and like vegetarian or otherwise, or like just so yummy that like my sandwich was actually just two big old pancakes with a slab of like yellow number 5 cheese and bacon in the middle, you know? And then I put maple syrup all over that mother trucker and then ate it, and it felt awful. Like, it was so hot there in the morning, whereas it was like kind of cold the night before, and I was like, I'll be able to handle this because my body is not overheating right now. But then in the morning, trying to repel this actual like living monster that I just eaten, I started to slow down and feel pretty crappy.
I bet.
But we love the Santa Cruz Diner.
Yeah. Hey, so does
Guy Fieri.
Oh, yeah.
He ate there.
Yes. Honestly, some of the best. Oh, yeah. Just great, great guy. Great guy all around.
One of the
for
best
sure.
guys out there. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, have there been any other food highlights on the trip so far?
Yes, we hit another Guy Fieri spot in Oakland.
Was this intentional?
Yeah.
No.
He's just been everywhere we've been.
He has
eaten here?
Not to my knowledge, but you never know.
We went to a place called Soli Vegan.
That place
it was
really
like
good.
A vegan soul food restaurant. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
They messed up Nathan's order, but gave him more.
And yeah, it was like a good call. I've been ordering sometimes very badly on this trip where everyone else gets something so sick and then I just end up eating for some reason a plate of like brown and white and I don't think that it's going to be that plain looking, but then it comes out and I'm just like kind of disappointed because it looks like I'm eating a bunch of rocks and everyone else is eating from the fresh garden. But what are we even talking about right now?
You know, just
food.
Like food.
We're foodies.
You know,
We're foodies now.
Yeah. It's a big part of like how you're gonna feel day to day if you're putting yourself in a van for like 2 months. You know, what you put into your body is gonna have a big effect. So yeah,
Soli Food or whatever that place is called. Was it called
Soli Vegan?
Soli Vegan Food.
Yeah,
and they accidentally put two burgers in my burger, and so. That was a good call where I didn't even know how good it was going to be.
B. Well, you know.
Double.
It's life sometimes. What,
basically not a burger.
There's ups and downs.
Ups and downs of tour.
Yeah. Peaks.
Peaks and valleys.
Mm.
The Salinas Valley.
Mm.
So you have how much longer do you have on the road now too, because you're stopping here for a few days and then you kind of go back the way you came.
Yeah.
A little bit.
We're
going
due back
where
in
we came from.
Halifax on the 11th. Yeah.
Yeah,
our friends Ryan getting married. Congratulations to Ryan and Taylor on their marriage.
So
I'm going
back
extra
for
close
wedding.
Now because Cheryl hates
it. We're also doing some other
states. Well, you'll make the mic clip and then it'll
be
unusable.
Dipping down.
Yeah, we'll do like some of the like the cities like New York and Philly and Boston, hopefully, and yeah, it'll be good.
Sweet, yeah.
Oh yeah.
How do you all feel about crossing the border? Is it a fun experience?
It's been pretty painless
been pretty
so far.
Easy.
We've been
good.
Lucky.
There's
good.
A difference between painless and fun, though.
Yeah.
Painless is not. The
it's
same.
Not even
it's
not
never
painless.
Fun.
It's anxiety ridden from the outset.
Oh,
usually,
I feel
you know?
Very relaxed about it.
I mean, it's
we
like
had a pretty good.
You just never
experience.
Know what's
yeah.
going to go down.
We've been lucky, and when we came, we got stopped for one search on the way back into BC from Seattle. But then our van was so full of crap that the border guards were like, "We don't want to look through.
We don't care.
We're just going to ask you a couple
go.
Questions and send you on your way."
Cool.
So it worked great.
I was looking at your upcoming dates, kind of checking out some of the other people that you're playing with, some great acts. Who, any people that you're most looking forward to being able to share the stage with?
We got that Nickelback gig coming up soon.
That's gonna be good.
We're playing with Nickelback at the Molson Amphitheater.
The release show with Napeyes and Old Nickelback. And Weird.
Yeah, I am kind of
not
nice
you
looking
is
forward
exciting
because
that's like a hometown kind of thing.
That's
or like
back
we're
in
coming back and it's like all our good buds. So I'm really excited about that.
Can we
one
play some Nickelback in a bit though?
Yeah,
probably not.
It's no, it's hits though. It's gonna all be hits and we can't play hits.
Oh no.
Well,
hits.
Listen,
they've had a couple misses.
You don't
I'm
listen
sure
to Nickelback. There are some real lost gems in there. Track 7 or whatever that first record was, holy smokes.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to go check that out later because no. I don't know if I believe you.
Are they from here?
They're not from Vancouver, no, I think. They're from BC, though,
they
I
are
think.
They originated as like a Metallica cover band, and then they became a way crappier band.
You read their Wikipedia.
I was going to say,
love
this
them
is more than I ever needed to know about Nickelback.
Is there any
they're
docs?
Great.
Not yet.
No, no docs yet.
You can make the first Nickelback documentary.
Yeah, like, I got to write the theme song for it.
Here's your Nickelback.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well.
Wait, hold on. Other bands we like?
Yes.
Wait.
Other
we
bands
didn't answer
that you're gonna.
Yeah,
no,
answered
no,
it.
He answered
yeah,
it.
He well, you kind of were in a whole other zone.
We're excited
yeah
to play with,
whole,
with Moss Lime in Montreal.
Oh,
too.
That's
gonna
be awesome.
Mm-hmm. That band is great. Yeah, another band I found today called Moon that you're playing with at some point.
I'm in that band.
Yeah, Moon is.
Oh,
yeah, Moon
well,
is playing the All Ages release.
Nathan
show
can't wait to play with himself on.
Cool.
It's gonna be sick. Moon Records coming out soon.
Great. Okay. Well, we've got about 10 minutes. Let's take a quick chatting break and listen to some Moss Lime. Any song it requests?
They're oh all good.
Is there's like a they cover a father song called Wrist.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh sweet,
it is.
Let's listen to that. All right,
yes,
this is
oh my goodness
Wrist by Moss Lime. It's a cover of Father here on CITR 101.9.
Says she wanna keep it, look at God. Guess that will be our little secret, hold that down. But if the back goes summer, all summer. Guess Larry, my little hammer, hammer. She remind me of Corolla, a Corolla. Hot boxing in the middle of a guest with the throttle. Wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist to grow pneumonia in my fist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Never have to whip a break, but I get the gist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist to grow pneumonia in my face. With my wrist gone so cold, my arm got runny nose. I flip it for the high and I get it for the low. I book for all these shows, I cook for all these bros. We turn a neighborhood kitchen into a five-star stove. Super chef my gunning, my streak of serotonin. Be careful when you're rolling, cause my wrist will get important. Oh darlings, you're snoring, we wake you in the morning. Cause we scam stupid and the wrist be going like wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist so good, pneumonia in my fist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Never had to wait for break, but I get the gist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist to grow pneumonia in my fist. I hurt my fucking wrist trying to make you a sandwich. I hurt my fucking wrist doing donuts in the sex. Wrist, 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 man, I hurt my fucking wrist. Pulling wrist, man, you won't understand about this shit. If I catch it all, I'ma catch it all. Editing shit, for the job, he said, long distance, but that's it. Man, I'm outside, man, I'm outside with my old ass. She looks sad, man, pull up your fucking pants. Wrist, 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 boy, like I'm whooping it. Wrist, 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 girl, if you're losing it.
That was Wrist by Moss Lime. That is a cover of a band called Father. You're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, BC. And we have Heaven For Real, all the way from Halifax, in the studio. What's up?
What is up?
What's up?
Yeah. They just played a killer live set, and we're just chatting about their tour that they're about halfway through right now. Just came all the way from Halifax, and now we're going basically back, hitting different cities for the most part. Some of the same ones.
Some of the same.
Yeah. A lot of the same ones. The only new one is Philly and New York are new. Is that
Philly,
or Boston?
New York and Boston. Yeah.
Cool.
And Abbotsford.
That's going to be
another
a good one.
Yeah. Is there another one?
I don't think there's anything different other than those ones. Or no, sorry. That is, yeah. There's London. There's Guelph. There's
a bunch of stuff.
All kinds
College
of stuff.
College towns.
We're going for
all
it.
All the hits.
We're on tour.
It's going to be great. And you're on tour to support your record, Kill Your Memory, that came out today on Mint.
Yeah.
We have a bit of time left. I want to chat a little bit about that. The album and how it came together. You said earlier that you'd been working on it for like 2 years, or it was a 2-year process?
That's more the process side was like a 2-year thing. It was like we were recording kind of, I don't know, sporadically over a pretty big chunk of time, and then just kind of started to pull it together, like pull the laces together on the record, like I guess in December, November kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
November, December.
Cool.
And and then just like finished the mixing right before the new year.
Sweet.
Yeah, but the other stuff was all like we did a lot of the recording at this place in Halifax called the Echo Chamber. It's a good one, a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a lot of it just at home and one song at our parents' house.
Cool.
Does anyone know the band Super Friends?
Yes.
So the guy that runs Echo Chamber.
Are you asking all of the radio audience?
Does anyone here?
Anyone out there?
You mean me?
Call in if you know.
Who did you mean?
Give us a call if you've ever heard of Super Friends.
The lights are going crazy.
The lights on the board.
Board's lighting up.
I just feel like I have to mention this guy's name every time we talk about it because he's like the godfather in a sense of like a lot of aspects of the scene over like the last like 2 decades, maybe even more, and has like given a lot of bands a really great allowance to just like utilize that studio to make a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wish the best for Charles, and he's like an amazing genius wizard of
Charles
recording.
Austin.
Charles
Austin.
Austin.
Charles Austin.
Shout out
Charles
to Charles.
Reason why bands
Austin.
Exist.
He was in that band
back.
Super
Charles
Friends. That's
Austin.
Why I said that. He was in the
cool.
Super Friends.
Cool.
Karate
now,
man.
Now he's our super friend and he's super.
Aww. How important.
I barely know him.
if he like walked by the door there, would you be like, "That's Charles"? Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd say, "Get in here." We'd say, yeah. "Come on in."
That'd be weird.
Can
if
you go
there.
Get a random person to get, bring them in?
Hey, I mean, you
Charles.
Can do whatever you want. The sky's the limit.
So
this
much.
Is campus radio.
He's
you know. How important has like the community in Halifax been towards your experience as a band?
Pretty important, I think. I guess definitely growing up kind of around the music community that existed when we were pretty young was important. And I don't know, there were a lot of bands that we were pretty like influenced by, I think, like Dog Day and, you know, Burdocks and other bands that like kind of had a pretty cool perspective, I thought, on the way you can make music in that city. And then, you know, our whole crew kind of, I guess, like, kept going with it for a long time.
Tons of people, tons of crew, like, a lot of good times and good weekends and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It's good, but Scott and I don't live in Halifax anymore.
Right.
This has been, like, a mass exodus
on purpose,
of a lot of our friends.
On purpose, we moved away from it.
Yeah.
And you are now in Montreal?
I live in Montreal.
Okay.
And I'm living in Toronto.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we're living in Halifax.
We live in Halifax. Me and Harold live in Halifax.
So how has that had any effect on the way that the album has come together, or did that kind of happen after?
Kind of like a little bit towards the end, but most of it was wrapped up when we were all living together and jamming together.
Cool.
And organized in that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. yeah, I've heard interesting stories about people trying to make records when they don't live, when they live like cities thousands of miles apart. Right. It sounds like it would not be as fun.
Yeah, that would not be good. I mean, you definitely like feed off each other's energy and stuff when you're recording. So I feel like being isolated would be, it'd be weird. That's my theory.
Cool. Any cities that you're the most excited to hit on the way back?
Philly and New York.
Shira wants to see a Toynbee tile.
I really want to see a Toynbee tile.
What is that?
Now, we don't have time.
How much time we got?
Okay.
It's spelled Toynbee. It's like a piece of folk art, I think. So in America, in like a bunch of cities, there are, have been these tiles installed in the ground, and they all say the same thing. They say, Toynbee idea in 2001 Space Odyssey, resurrect all life on planet Jupiter. And they're like these crazy handmade tiles that are just, there are like thousands of them all over the U.S., but mostly in like Philly and New York. And we watched a documentary about it because I was really in, like fascinated by them. And they're made by this guy who like was crazy and thought that, okay, so this like a philosopher named William Toynbee had this idea that if an organism was dead, if you put all of its molecules back together in the exact same arrangement and hit it with electricity, you could resurrect it. So resurrection is possible for all life forms. And then this guy read that and was like, that makes sense. And then he watched 2001 A Space Odyssey. And in the part at the end where the fetus is floating out toward Jupiter, he thought that that was the incarnation of that idea, like life being resurrected on planet Jupiter. So he became obsessed. And he really wanted to get the truth out to everyone, what he really thought was the truth, but he was mentally ill. So he couldn't get on radio. He couldn't get on TV. So he started making these tiles in his own house and putting them in the asphalt in cities in America so that people could learn the truth. And it's just like such a fascinating example of someone like
that's dedication
working outside of mainstream media to get their message across. So I really want to see one because I think that they're really fascinating.
Damn.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going there.
It's going to happen.
We're going to see one.
We're going to get one. Sweet, sweet. Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you play tomorrow night at the Astoria. It's going to be a good one. And Quaker Parents, which three of you are in, playing tonight at Thor's.
That's right.
Switch three. That's right. Switch three.
It's the dudes only this time.
That's in like an hour because apparently you are all crazy people.
I don't know why we did
see
that.
See you at Thor's.
See you at Thor's, yeah.
I'm getting in the van right now.
See you at the show.
You know what? It's
love music.
It's a classic house venue in the city, of which there are not very many. So it's great that you're playing there alongside some other really fantastic bands. So, yeah, not to be missed. I have one final question for you before we wrap things up here, and it's a would you rather question. Hopefully it lives up to the hype of this game. But my question is based on your band's name. If you had to choose, and for the rest of your life, you had to either be the devil on someone's shoulder or the angel on someone's shoulder, but there was like no repercussions for you, which one would you choose and why? Would you rather be the devil or would you rather be the angel?
Ooh, it depends on the person so much. Like if it was like, I want to say that Mark, I would say Mark would be the angel. Why would you speak for me in the interview?
He knows you. You guys are fraternal twins. He knows you, what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, he's probably juxtaposing himself because he would be the devil.
Cheryl.
I feel like Nathan and I have a similar dynamic. Definitely Nathan would be the devil.
I was going to say the angel only because I feel like if you're the angel, you kind of get to be both, maybe.
That's also on your Facebook.
I said I'm an angel on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be the angel for sure because I'm always being like, guys, that's rude if we do that. Or like, guys, pick up your trash. Like, I'm always like,
making us sound like really bad guys.
No, they
right
never
now.
Leave their trash anywhere.
So we've got one angel. We've got two angels over here. What about you guys? You didn't finish your.
I got pinned.
Mark got cut right off.
I'm just, I'm going to roll with, Scott's opinion because I feel like, he knows me pretty good. He thinks I'd be an angel. It's pretty nice. Nice to say that, so I'm gonna go with it.
Two angels.
Four of you.
We're all very
keep
nice.
In mind, there's no repercussions. Like you don't have to feel
we're
weird.
Nice.
If you could have fun. You could try to
Isn't it fun? What if you're like a? It would be kind of fun, but it would like be, you know, like very like ethically difficult. You're like an angel, and you're like, you have someone who's like just so bad, and you, but then you start winning, you know?
Yeah, it could. It does depend on the person. I really didn't think about that.
Yeah, like what type of stuff are you gonna get someone to do as the devil?
I just think that everybody has those two voices, and, you know, maybe some people want to be the bad influence.
I am often a real-life devil.
Yes, that's what I mean. Today at the Mint office, there was beer in the fridge, and there was kombucha. And I was like, Nathan, don't drink the beer. And he was like, psst.
The angel on my shoulder, silence her.
That's what I mean. I'm always like, treat your body nice, everyone.
I want that pancake. And cheese and beer and what else do
like,
I want?
Have a salad.
Cool. Well, this has all been very insightful into your characters. I'm glad that I asked that question. If anybody wants to buy your album or check out more of your music, how can they do that?
Are we allowed to straight up say iTunes now and stuff like that?
MintRex.com.
Go to Mint.
Or go to the shows. Or
yeah, come to the shows and buy them from us.
Yep. Cool.
iTunes. Probably Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say it, but just being able to say it just sounds so funny.
Get it on iTunes.
Just get it on iTunes.
Just pick it up on iTunes.
Right. But people can't get the clear, the actual the beautiful
physical
clear vinyl.
Clear vinyl.
Yeah,
on
there is a
we
real,
got them today.
The records look so, so good.
There
yeah.
will be an Instagram follow-up.
Of the record.
Yeah, we'll put that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your Instagram handle?
At Heaven For Real.
Cool. Yeah.
My,
all right.
My personal is at Scum Suck. Don't even worry about it. Follow me.
My personal is at Nate Deuce. You can follow me at Nate Deuce.
Hey, any more?
What's your personal, Scott?
Quaker Parents. Yeah, follow Quaker
Scott's
Parents.
Personal was Heaven For Real, but then we all took it over. Aww. And now he,
mine's
now
Quaker Parents.
I'm going to make
Mark?
A new one. Please follow me. JJ cool. Burps.
Oh, yeah. Like, look out for that. I know I will. All right. Thank you so much for coming and doing this set. It was really great. It's so nice to have y'all
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We are going to end with a track by Unblonde, who nice. Y'all have recommended to me.
We love you, Jean.
Sure. I have the album up, Good Will Come to You. Do I have any song requests?
Any of them. They're all great, James.
Just hit us with one.
Okay, we are going to play a song called Take Me Higher.
That sounds great. Just right to heaven.
See y'all tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. There's something coming on the radio next, but I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's going to be great.
Bye.